On Sunday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m., Towson University's Asian Arts and Culture Center presents Kabuki Dance, led by the famed master dancer Bando Kotoji. With me in the studio to talk about the performance is the director of Towson University's Asian Arts and Culture Center, Sue Shea. Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is a real coup for Towson. You've been trying to get a performance like this at the Asian Arts and Culture Center for quite some time, haven't you? Why is it so difficult?
Because it's a tremendous undertaking to have the theater production on a stage, even in Japan. So overseas production of a full stage Kabuki theater is very rare. So this time we got Japan Society's recommendation. We are able to bring this Kabuki dance program to Baltimore. That is like a dream come true.
Transporting one of these productions is akin to moving an opera or a Broadway musical or something like that around lots of sets and costumes. And okay.
Yes, I have seen one in Tokyo, Japan, so I know how grand. Yeah, it was called, the Kabuki Theater is called Grand Kabuki, and also called the Magnificent Theater of Japan, really compared often with Western opera.
And the training for this is almost like training for the Western ballet, and that the performers begin when they're quite young.
Yeah, like Master Bando Kotoji started at age 6.
And what is the Bando school?
It started on with many generations in this family back in this 18th century. The training is passed down generation by generation. And so Bando Kotoji also formed his own company in 1981. And he's actually been a very innovative kabuki master, combining new technique, contemporary theatrical elements into kabuki dance, infusing new life, new ideas into a very traditional, old-fashioned performing arts.
So there is room for innovation within the art form, within the tradition. Do people get upset sometimes, like when a Western opera is staged in a concept production, modernized? Do some people take an issue with that?
In fact, in the old time, kabuki dance actually means avant-garde. Kabuki, three words, literally means singing and dance skill.
So what are some of the dances that will be performed on April 1st?
The four selections by Master Bando Kotoji started with a celebratory piece, but then the three other pieces are more traditional popular selections from Kabuki theater, such as The Last Journey of Two Butterflies. It's almost like the Western protocol of Romeo and Juliet. And they're also a Pearl Diver, which is characterized as Japanese pop culture. And also the final piece will be played by the master himself. It's called the Yashino Mountain, famous of its beautiful cherry blossom.
This is Kabuki Dance by Bando Kotoji, being presented by Towson University's Asian Arts and Culture Center at Stevens Hall Theater on the Towson University campus, Sunday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. And Sue, could I get the phone number and website for more information, please?
Sure. Please call 410-704-2787. And the website is www.towson.edu/arts-calendar.
With me in the studio today, Sue Shea, director of Towson University's Asian Arts and Culture Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.